From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Troy, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Excited about the records you've brought us this morning.
Yeah, it's almost lucky that Tess wasn't here for the first one. She'd be so mad with the length of the tracks.
Uh-oh. How long are we talking?
Well, I just randomly put it down in the middle and you'll hear why in a second.
Ooh.
So,
and beyond.
How long are we talking? Well, for the whole LP, we're talking at 76:14. And why are we talking 76:14? Because it's the name of the album.
And is that also the length?
It is also the length.
Okay.
This is a Global Communication from way the hell back in 1994, I think.
Very cool.
This was Tom Middleton and Mark Pritchard. And they did some house stuff. They were under various guises, but this was their sort of ambient house guys.
It's a nice guys.
Global Communication. Do you remember this, Sarah?
I remember the logo.
The logo looks like an ear.
I think it is an ear.
But it's also a G and a C, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's an ear inside an ear, isn't it?
An ear inside an ear. It's a meta ear.
Earception.
This is a very nice record to hold. It's like a matte, kind of like a matte sort of finish going on here, and it is...
Spot varnished.
Is that the technical term? Thank you.
What would other people know Mr. Middleton in particular from?
I don't know.
A bunch of stuff,
does
he not?
He's never stopped. Neither is Pritchard. Pritchard even put out... He only does his own name things now, doesn't he? But he's on Warp, so... And I think he lives in Australia, so we see him reasonably often. Middleton, both of those guys, they've never been people in particular scenes, and because of that, they've never like reached sort of the height of buzz of it. Although I seem to remember that this here was like massively buzzed about when people were talking about chill out
genre.
Yes, Middleton's name does feature on a lot of chill out comps. Remixes and the like.
Yeah.
The inside of this has got some interesting liner notes. They're kind of like instructional almost. It says, use your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers are chosen to identify separate tracks because names, in like quotes there, tend to bias the listener by predefining images, places and feelings. This gives the listener the freedom of imagination to derive whatever he/she wishes from the music. And then underneath it says, communicate with us, and there's a bunch of instructions/questions like, where does your mind take you? And interact now, or correspondence, paintings, photographs, poetry, sculpture, recipes, and aromas.
Nice.
Global Communication, care of dedicated 37 Uxbridge Street, London, W87TQ. So there you go, that's where to send your aromas.
Do you think that still stands, or do you think that's an old address?
After 26 years?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Give it a go. Someone send an aroma and tell us if it gets there. I also like that on the other side of this, they've got all the thanks and the in memories of, and I'm sort of like skimming my eye through it, and Ferris Bueller comes up in there as well. Fair play.
Never seen that.
And Alex, Simon, Amy and Tim, Ferris Bueller.
He's a mentor for the ages. Let's
he is a mentor for the ages.
So this one here has no beats apart from the clock
Tick-tock.
That you could hear in the background. But some of them, because it's not really... You could say that this is kind of ambient, this one here. But some of the others have beats. Some very soft house beats. And it's
chill
it's,
out.
It's, yeah, but yeah. It's a... quite a varied double LP.
I'm enjoying this a lot. It is also a really nice object, this one. Very good colours. Soft silvers and greens going on here.
What about the vinyl itself?
The vinyl itself is clear.
It is, completely
clear.
It's
very pretty.
I can't be dealing with clear vinyl.
Why?
Is that because it's too hard to...
Because it's too hard to cue in a hurry.
Don't hurry. Prepare yourself.
To be fair, this doesn't sound like a hurry record.
No.
You
I'm
just
noticing
put one side on and let it play.
The little silver serial stamp on the back.
There's only 1,500 that have been pressed to this. What number you got there?
I don't know how to read that. 001001. Is that what I'm reading? Are we reading
1,001?
Well, yeah, 1,001.
I thought it was binary.
Well, look on the spine. It's got Morse code.
Yeah, see, there we go. It's not beyond the realm of possibility.
So the tune we're hearing is excerpted from 1431. 1431 was the big one in quotation marks when this come out.
Nice.
As much as things like this can get big. Oh, some beats.
Someone's texted in, a fashionable aroma is mint. And okay. I don't know if they're saying that a fashionable aroma is like cool or if they're like
or
mint is
the
a fashionable.
Smell of mint. Yeah.
Either works. This is really nice, Troy. I'm enjoying this.
This is a great one. There's another. I was thinking of playing 925, which I don't know if it's a cover of a Tangerine Dream tune or it just sounds really,
right.
really like a Tangerine Dream tune from the 80s. But
where does your mind take you when you listen to that, Troy? Just taking the cues from
I don't
here.
Even have a mind.
What aromas come to mind?
So remind us of who this is, what we're listening to.
Oh, look, Scanner gets a thanks in this, back when he was known as Robin Scanner. And so did Orteca. Okay, this is Global Communication.
Very cool.
With the LP 7614, double LP, clear vinyl, 1500 only on the Music on Vinyl label. Pressed where, Rachel?
The one record industry.
In Harlem.
In Harlem, in the place where Jeffrey went. There
yes,
we go.
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands. What's this?
Now we're changing this up. Mogadishu, Somalia. When you hear the name of that city, you generally don't think of... Well, actually, I do, strangely enough, because of this label, Analog Africa. Do you think of dance music when you...
I can't say I do, no.
No. Mogadishu, you think warlords and Al-Shabaab and civil war and chaos and disorder.
I actually don't know what I was thinking then. I was thinking of Big Sunshine and...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and like maybe terracotta colours was what I was going with.
Okay.
Yeah. This is cool, though.
Now, Mogadisco is the name
Great
of
name.
This.
Great name.
New from Analog Africa. Well, new about a month ago.
This is awesome. I'm already in love with this person on the back. He just looks so cheerful. He's got so many necklaces on. He's smiling. He's having a great time.
So what kind of time span are we talking here?
I think we're talking 75 to 91. Is that what it says?
72 to 91.
I'm sorry?
Close 90, enough.
72
it's
to
a
91.
Good span.
Now, nonetheless, it's called Mogadisco. There's nothing that we would readily identify as, oh, that's disco music. And,
right.
You know, the Dua Dua Band are on here.
Oh, cool.
You know who they are? Yes, you do.
No,
Analog
I don't.
Africa put out a double LP of them.
Okay.
Amazing, amazing group from Mogadishu. This here is, this guy's cool.
This is Mukhtar Ramadan Ed.
Yes, it is. I think he was one of the Dua Dua vocalists at some point.
Okay.
This here is from 1986. Now, listen to the fidelity, okay? So it's like, what does this sound like? Does this sound like the sort of thing that might have been recorded on cassettes at a radio station and then sat in the Mogadishu radio station being guarded by a former army colonel against insurgents against American bombardment. This is exactly what it is.
Wow, that's amazing.
Where all of these tunes on here came from were from the archive, a dusty tape archive of Radio Mogadishu.
That's so cool.
Ben from Analog Africa took a long time going through all of this, digitising it, and then try to track down all the people involved.
So how did they find it? How did they get their hands on this archive in the first place?
They asked if we could come in.
Okay.
And, not we, I wasn't there. They asked if they could come in and do it. And because of Analog Africa's growing reputation as being quite honest, they were allowed.
Awesome, that's really cool.
So they didn't get their hands on their archive. They had to go into it and then, like, you know, none of these tapes were labelled.
Yeah.
There was stuff in there that was jingles, advertisements, like looped, groovy bits.
Cool.
They just had to go through, try to identify
Shazamming
what it was.
It?
Oh yeah, that's going to work. But this is a really tremendous record, and it's one of those ones where you think, you know, you feel the positivity of the people who are making this, and then you also contrast that with what terrible things their city and country were going through at the time. And it's like, well, the spirit and that goes into the music just transcends all of that.
Totally. This looks like there's quite a bit of good info in this as well. 16-page LP-sized booklet. Yeah, that's
loads
awesome.
Loads of photos of all the people.
Very cool.
And even one of the people who we contacted was very cross at the tune that he chose, which was a reggae-influenced tune.
Oh, right.
And he goes, I don't know why you've chosen this terrible song. I've got some very successful songs that I've played at weddings and things. Weddings, of course, being one of the only places where you can perform.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally. I gotta say, there's very good hats going on here as well, just to take it to a really silly
look
place.
At those guys.
This guy at the bottom here has got the widest brimmed hat I've seen in a long time. He is slip, slop, slap, and rap safe out there. Yeah, this is awesome, Troy.
So what you get on this record, like I said, there's some reggae influence, but that could be the Dantu influence, which is a Somalian music form which predates reggae. It's just very similar. There's sort of a 70s funk sort of vibes in it, like this. There's a sort of jazz fusion-y sort of style, but all of this done in a completely Somalian fashion.
Very cool. It is not what you think of as disco.
No, it's kind of not disco.
This does make you want to dance, which I think is a crucial component
music.
Of disco.
Yeah. What's the subtitle? It even says something about dancing music, doesn't it?
Dancing Mogadishu.
There you go,
yeah. When my say, you mama say. There's nothing I like more than a good record that's also a bit of like a history nerd's dream.
Totally.
Yeah.
It is hard not to get caught up in the backstory about it.
Totally.
And lose sight of just what
great tunes it is.
Yeah.
This sounds like it would make a brilliant movie as well. Just
maybe.
You know, putting it out there, if anyone wants to turn that into a movie, that would be a really cool idea.
I'm quite happy with it as a double LP, but there you go.
And remind us of the name again.
It's called Mogadisco, Dancing Mogadishu, Somalia 72 to 91, featuring people like Mukhtar Ramadan ID, who we just heard. Check Up Your Head. Was that the name of that tune?
That was actually Bayo.
Oh, that was Bayo.
Hey Woman.
Yep. Do a band are on here. The Efton Band, the Bakaka Band. Shariro and Keller, I think, but I can't see them. Oh, there they are. F. Kasim and Shariro. Yeah,
that's
this is really
cool.
Great. Analog Africa. I think it came out a few weeks ago because of the holiday break in services. We only just managed to get them.
Awesome.
Right,
so race
so
are there.
That one is on the shelves, as is the Global Communication. Oh, is Global Communication tomorrow? One of the two. This one here is the next thing we're going to do is gets worldwide release tomorrow, so it's definitely on the shelves then. This here is a group called The Professionals. Class is now in session. Oh, a Too Short sample.
So this track is called Superhumans.
Yeah. Now, The Professionals, who are they? The Professionals are...
One of them is Madlib.
Yeah, and the other one is Madlib's brother. Oh, no.
Ah, I didn't know they were brothers.
Yep, well...
That's cool.
I've always figured that he's called Oh No because of what his real name is. His real name is Michael Jackson. Oh,
oh no.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, so Madlib and Oh No, I think it was on the Wigflip compilation was the first time we heard the name of those two together as being The Professionals, which was ages ago. But this is the first full-length LP.
Does Madlib do the beats and Oh No do the lyrics? Right.
Yes. But,
the lyrics, the rapping?
The rapping.
The words?
Yeah, so there's no Madlib raps on here, which disappoints some of us, but there you go.
His beats are pretty mean, though. So
pretty
people,
mean.
Pretty mean.
Oh, yeah.
A few people were hoping that they were going to kind of take turns, huh? Because I think this was hinted at a while ago.
That they were going to be...
Maybe taking turns, and when it came out, that
they weren't.
Just
maybe next
one's
time.
One's doing one thing, one's doing the other.
It's all right, I guess, if you're good
still
at it.
Still pretty cool.
Stay in your lane? I don't know. I don't think Madlib has a lane. He's just everywhere he wants to be.
Yeah.
This has got a very cool record cover. It's completely black, and the like image on the front is, I was going to say indented, but it's the opposite. It's popping out.
Embossed?
Embossed. Thank you. And it's got just like a sort of a face with two red eyes, and in the back, it's indented.
Actually, the red eyes you can see are they the inner sleeve?
Oh, they're the inner sleeve. Okay. Yep. This is mean.
Okay, that's not Ono rapping now.
This is...
It's Elzai, isn't it?
Yeah. He's also got A-Dub and Chino XL on here as well. Not necessarily this track, but on this record.
No, Chino XL's on this one, so he does the next verse. This is the first single. Also, this isn't really represent. This is the one which sounds most like Mad Villainy, I think. This one right here is the most Mad Villainy vibe about it. But we have to be really careful because there is lots of swearing on the record.
Bit of swearing. This is this is Chino XL now.
Yes, it is.
Very cool.
Is it? Or is that Elzai? No, that's Chino.
I think that's Chino XL, yeah. This is very, like, I always think I know what I'm going to expect from Madlib, and then I'm never really actually sure. But it's undeniably Madlib when you hear it, you know?
What's your favourite Madlib?
Oh, don't ask me names. I just do the flicking between songs thing.
Oh, just song?
Yeah.
I think I like his Yesterday's New Quintet stuff. Oh, no, actually, Mad Villainy.
Yeah.
There's no point in being an elitist. The one that everyone likes is the one that everyone likes because it is just
really
a towering
good
achievement.
Yeah. So is this one out, or is this one out tomorrow?
No, this one's out worldwide tomorrow.
Ooh, sneaky peek.
Now, if you're a CD sort of character, you get a bonus because it's a two CD set and one.
Yep.
If for some reason you don't like Oh No, you'll be happy that it's just the Beats on the other CD.
That's very cool. Is this the same as the Beats tape that Madlib put out at the end of last year?
No.
Or a different one?
Different.
He just keeps putting stuff out, doesn't he?
Well, dude's done, what, 70, 80 albums or something?
Gosh, prolific,
much. It's a lot.
You might build houses.
Yeah.
So this is The Professionals with Superhumans.
Yep.
Mean track, this out tomorrow. And what else did you bring us this morning, Troy?
Well, apart from this one, which of course is on Madlib Invasion,
cool,
his label. The one before that we heard was Moga Disco, the new Analog Africa compilation of Somalian music from 72 to 95.
Mean.
And before I drop this on the floor, Global Communication, the ambient house chill out record from 1994. This here is a double LP reissue on clear vinyl, 1500 only.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Troy. I enjoyed those a lot. I think maybe Moga Disco was my fave this morning.
It was?
Yeah, I reckon.
And
I like the history nerd aspect of it as well.
Okay, so are you going to come to the shop, or are you just going to buy it straight off me now?
Don't bully me into it.
I'm not bullying. I was just asking.
No, it's tempting. That's the problem. Thank you very much, Troy. We'll see you again next week.
Oh, we'll see you at the store before then.
You probably will.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.